Chapter 3. The Quiet Isolation. There is a kind of silence that follows you home. It is not the kind of silence you get when the house is empty or the TV is off. It is deeper than that. It sits inside your chest and stays there no matter where you go. You can be in a room full of people and still feel it pressing down on you. That silence is where isolation begins. When service ends, most people think the hard part is over. They think you come home, settle down, and move on with your life. What they do not see is that the mission does not really end. The environment changes, but your mind does not switch off the same way. You are still alert, still watching, still scanning. That constant awareness can make normal life feel strange and even unsafe. At first, pulling away does not feel like a problem. It can feel like relief. After everything you have been through, being alone can seem like the only place where your mind can rest. Many veterans feel that stepping back from people helps them calm down in the moment. It feels like control, like you are protecting yourself. But over time, that space gets bigger and harder to step out of. You might start by skipping a few events. Maybe you avoid a crowded place or a loud room. Then you stop answering calls or messages. You tell yourself you just need time, just a little space to get your head right. Before long, that space becomes your normal. What started as a break becomes a way of life. Not having the words. Another reason veterans pull away is because it is hard to explain what is going on inside. You can try to talk about it, but the words never seem to match the feeling. People listen, but you can tell they do not really understand. That gap between what you feel and what others hear makes it easier to just stop trying. So you stay quiet instead. There is also a fear that comes with opening up. You wonder how people will react if they really knew what goes on in your head. You worry they might judge you, or worse, look at you differently. Some veterans begin to expect rejection, even when it is not there. That expectation alone can push you further away from people who actually care. Sometimes it is not fear. Sometimes it is numbness. You want to feel connected, but the feeling just is not there. You sit with family or friends and feel like you are watching from the outside. You laugh when they laugh, but it does not feel real. This kind of emotional shutdown is common, and it can make it hard to stay close to others. This is where the phrase, alone in a crowd, becomes real. You can be surrounded by people who love you and still feel like you are the only one in the room. That kind of loneliness is hard to explain. It is not about being physically alone. It is about feeling like no one else lives in the same world you do. Part of this comes from the fact that your experiences are different. The things you have seen and felt are not easy to share, even if someone listens. They cannot fully step into those moments with you. This creates a sense that your experience is yours alone, and no one else can truly understand it. That feeling can build a wall between you and everyone else. There is also the loss of connection from your time in service. The people you served with understood you without words. There was a bond there that is hard to replace. When that connection is gone, it leaves a gap that is not easy to fill. Civilian life can feel distant compared to what you once had. Isolation begins. Daily life can also start to shrink. You go to fewer places. You talk to fewer people. Your world becomes smaller without you even noticing it. Many veterans describe their life becoming a simple loop of home, work, and very little else. It feels safe, but it also keeps you stuck. Isolation can come from trying to avoid triggers, loud sounds, crowded spaces, or certain situations that can set off your mind. To prevent that, you start avoiding those places altogether. While that helps in the short term, it slowly cuts you off from normal life. Avoidance can turn into isolation before you even realize it. Another part of isolation is not wanting to be a burden. You may feel like your problems are too heavy to put on someone else, so you carry them alone. You tell yourself that it is better this way, that you are protecting the people you care about. But in doing that, you also cut off the support that could help you. Isolation can feel normal after a while. It can even feel comfortable. You get used to the quiet and the distance. You build routines that do not involve other people. You learn how to get through the day on your own. But even if it feels normal, it does not mean it is helping you. Over time, isolation can make everything harder. It can increase feelings of depression and make anxiety worse. It can make your thoughts louder because there is nothing to break the cycle. Without connection, there is no outside voice to balance what is going on inside your head. That can make the bad days feel even heavier. The hardest part is that isolation feeds itself. The more you pull away, the harder it becomes to go back. Social situations feel more uncomfortable. Conversations feel more difficult. The gap between you and others keeps growing. What once felt like a choice starts to feel like a trap. Understand the response. But it is important to understand one thing. This reaction is not weakness. It is not failure. It is a response to what you have been through. When something inside you is hurting, pulling back can feel like the only way to cope. In many ways, it is your mind trying to protect you. The problem is that what protects you in one moment can hurt you over time. Isolation may reduce stress in the short term, but it also removes support, connection, and understanding. Those are the very things that can help you heal. Without them, the fight becomes harder. There is also a truth that many veterans carry but do not say out loud. Even when you are around people, you may feel like you have to wear a mask. You act normal, say the right things, and keep your real thoughts hidden. That takes energy. It can leave you feeling even more alone because no one sees the real you. This is why isolation is not just about being alone. It is about feeling unseen, unheard, and disconnected. It is about carrying thoughts and feelings that you do not know how to share. It is about standing in a room full of people and still feeling like you do not belong. The good news is that recognizing this is a step forward. When you can see the pattern, you can start to understand it. You can begin to notice when you are pulling away and why. Awareness does not fix everything, but it gives you a starting point. Pace yourself. You do not have to fix it all at once. You do not have to suddenly become social or open up to everyone. This is not about forcing yourself into situations that feel overwhelming. It is about small steps. It is about understanding that the wall you built can be lowered, even if it takes time. There will be days when isolation feels easier. There will be days when reaching out feels impossible. That is part of the process. The goal is not perfection. The goal is movement, even if it is slow. Even one small step toward connection matters. At the end of the day, isolation is part of the fight, but it does not have to be the end of the story. You are not the only one who feels this way. Many veterans walk this same path, even if they do not talk about it. That means you are not as alone as it feels. This chapter is not about fixing isolation. It is about understanding it. It is about seeing it for what it is and knowing that it comes from a place of survival. And most important, it is about remembering that even in the quiet, even in the distance, you are still here. And that means the mission is still going.